October 17, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Greater works. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, John 14:12. Prayer does not fit us for the greater works. Prayer is the greater work. We think of prayer as a common sense exercise of our higher powers in order to prepare us for God's work. In the teaching of Jesus Christ, prayer is the working of the miracle of redemption in me, which produces the miracle of redemption in others by the power of God. The way fruit remains is by prayer. But remember, it is prayer based on the agony of redemption, not on my agony. Not only a child gets prayer answered. A wise man does not. Prayer is the battle. It is a matter of indifference where you are. Whichever way God engineers circumstances, the duty is to pray. Never allow the thought, I am of no use where I am, because you certainly can be of no use where you are not. Wherever God has dumped you down in circumstances, pray. Ejaculate to him all the time. Whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do. We won't pray unless we get thrills. That is the intensest form of spiritual selfishness. We have to labor along the line of God's direction, and he says, pray. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. There is nothing thrilling about a laboring man's work, but it is the laboring man who makes the conceptions of the genius possible, and it is the laboring saint who makes the conceptions of his master possible. You labor at prayer, and results happen all the time from his standpoint. What an astonishment it will be to find, when the veil is lifted, the souls that have been reaped by you simply because you had been in the habit of taking your orders from Jesus Christ.